Testudo, my friends, and welcome to a Monday special, brief but important podcast on the Puro Pelka channel here. I have to tell you, over the weekend, we lost one of the good guys, and much too soon. Arlie Ermey, the actor you know from Full Metal Jacket and a whole bunch of other places where he played a United States Marine, after he served this nation as a Marine, Arlie Ermey has left us. Just 74 years old, Gunny, as he was known to most of us, Gunny is gone, sadly. And it was 3 years ago this week, I actually spent considerable time with Arlie Ermey at the NRA annual meeting in Nashville. We were talking about a new show that he was debuting on the Outdoor Channel called Gunny Time. This show, Gunny Time, was Arlie Ermey's life on television. He was having fun, blowing stuff up, flying stuff, driving stuff. It was just his joy on television, and it came through. So I was really pleased I got to sit down and talk with Gunny, after which I kind of feel like we became buddies. This was the first of several interviews. But here we were talking about the new show, how it got started, and what it was going to be all about.
Very high ratings for Mail Call and Lock and Load. I got to tell you, though, this Gunny Time is like Lock and Load and Mail Call on steroids. Because we had, with the other two shows, we had two cameras going usually at a time. This one, we have five cameras going at a time, plus a slow-motion camera. And people seem to enjoy watching watermelons explode and things explode when you shoot them. Well, when we shoot the watermelons now, you see the bullet come into frame, slow motion, hit the melon, explode the melon. You see every little detail because it's in slow motion, very slow. And you see every little detail of this melon exploding. And then you'll see the bullet go reverse and it will come back and it will rebuild the watermelon as it comes through that time. It comes back through backwards, see?
In the course of this first interview with Arlie Ermey, or Gunny, as most folks called him, we talked about guns, the guns they featured on the shows, and one he had a special affinity for, the gun that won the West, the Winchester lever-action rifle. And I asked Arlie Ermey if he had had a chance to fire this gun, this legendary piece of American hardware.
I did indeed get to fire this, but you have to understand, I have these guns myself. So I get to fire these guns all the time. I have an 1876 Winchester lever action 4570. I've got an 1890 30-06 lever action. I've got all these old guns. I'm one of these guys that I've been collecting guns for years and years, and if the gun doesn't have any wood on it, I don't respect it, you know? So I like my guns to have wood. I'm a wood nut, and I walk through the gun show, and I won't even bother with what's the gun. I see the wood. If the wood's attractive, got a great grain to it, if somebody's really worked on it hard, rubbing that linseed oil in there, I think anybody that puts anything other than boiled linseed oil on a stock ought to be drug out and whipped. But I love my wood, and now pistols is a different deal. Handguns, that's a different deal. I go for effectiveness and functionality. So, you know, the new modern pistols that we have nowadays are phenomenal. But I'm still kind of a six-shooter guy, too, because I'm old cowboy, you know?
It's kind of interesting. He thinks of himself as an old cowboy. But he also was a spokesperson for a modern gun company, Glock. Gunny, God rest his soul, was the most popular spokesperson I've seen for the Glock Firearms Company. Whenever I saw him at SHOT Show or at the NRA, people would line up for blocks to get an autographed picture with him. And we talked about his Glock, and he admitted something kind of crazy, that he in fact had fired thousands of rounds through one of his Glocks and never, ever cleaned it.
I've got a Glock 45 Gap. I took that thing out of the box about 13 years ago. I have put over 5,000 rounds through that gun. I've never touched it with a cleaning cloth. I've never ran anything down through the bore. And when we go to the, I go take my kids and we all go out to the shooting range and they all have to shoot that gun. I always make sure you have to shoot at least 100 rounds through this lock. You know, I've put all those rounds through it. I've never had a malfunction. Now, other guns that I have in my collection, I've taken out of the box and I've gotten maybe a couple hundred through before, something's happened here. It didn't recycle or it didn't do this or didn't do that. But I love the Glock. I've never cleaned one. I'm ashamed of myself, but that's shame on me. If it's not necessary, why should one do that, you know?
Of course we talked guns. We also talked movies. And since the late Arlie Ermey was a legitimate movie star, I asked him about his favorite movies, specifically his favorite war or military movies. The answer was not really a surprise.
I did like all of John Wayne's work. Every time, Sands of Iwo Jima, you know, even if it comes on TV today, if it comes on at midnight, I'll have to stay up and watch it. That's just the way it is. But the Duke was my hero, and he's the hero of many, many other Americans, too. But Sands of Iwo Jima probably, I thought, was one of the greatest war movies ever done. And I enjoyed it. And MASH, of course. I like comedy. I like everything that's got a little humor in it kind of catches my eye. But MASH, you know, it was another one, television series, where I never missed MASH.
Arlie Ermey loved his John Wayne movies and never missed MASH, but I had to ask him, what did he think about the sitcom Gomer Pyle? Did that offend Marines?
No, we all got a big kick out of Gomer. Golly, Sergeant Carter! But we all got a big kick out of Gomer Pyle. I mean, he's an icon. You know, certainly is. Jim Nabors, every time you think of the Marine Corps, you somewhere in there, Jim Nabors' name comes up. But that was another one that I just loved to watch. I never missed. The humor was corny as all get out, but they pulled it off somehow, you know. I enjoyed Gomer Pyle. And, of course, any time now that the Marine Corps has a guy that screws up two or three times, well, he's right away Gomer Pyle. He's Private Pyle.
We're paying tribute to the late, great Arlie Ermey, who passed away over the weekend, much too soon at the age of 74. And as I play clips from this interview from April 11th of 2015, it's virtually 3 years to the week that we talked to Arlie Ermey about his new show, and he's gone. I can't believe it. One of the favorite moments at the end of that interview, and we had kind of wrapped up, and he was saying, hey, I figured out what the show is really about, and I have to share that with you, of course. The show was Gunny Time on the Outdoor Channel, and if you wanted the elevator pitch, this is how Gunny himself described it.
I just want everybody to tune in. Now, you've got to understand, I shoot all the guns. I fly the airplanes. I drive the tanks. And my philosophy is, if you can't shoot it, drive it, or fly it, you blow the damn thing up.
If you can't shoot it, drive it, or fly it, you blow the damn thing up. Thank you, Arlie Ermey, for all of the entertainment. Thank you for the friendship. And I promise, I'm going to keep bugging John McCain to get that last wish that you gave me, the wish that the Department of Navy would also add the words, and Marines. He wanted the Marines to be part of the Department of the Navy, and apparently John McCain had blocked it for years. We'll keep asking, and maybe you will keep asking too. Gunny, rest in peace, sir. Thank you for your service to this country. Thank you for all the entertainment. We will miss you. Testudo, my friends. Testudo.